Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be turning mostly sunny, going to be warm and humid, though. We will have a high near 87 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 70, 73 in Burlington, Milwaukee 75, 71 in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin still going to be under a heat advisory till at least 7 o'clock tonight. High humidity combined with temperatures around 90 today will create a heat index reading of near 100 degrees. Health and emergency management officials are again reminding you to stay hydrated. Put off any strenuous outdoor activity if that's possible until this evening, maybe sometime this weekend as well. The strong storms we got yesterday twice, once in the late morning and again last night, did cause some scattered power outages and damage in southeast Wisconsin. On the day with the heat advisory in effect, several thousand We Energy's customers were left without air conditioning, especially hard hit, though, in the Waukesha area. No reports of any injuries with either storm, but the strong winds both times did lead to trees and branches coming down, including onto power lines. All kinds of excitement for the Wisconsin delegation at the Republican National Convention last night. Of course, Donald Trump accepting the nomination. Among those watching it all, Billy Jake out of Franksville, who said there's now a lot of hope for the country going forward.
I want to see a Republican Congress bringing as many pro-growth, less government bills for Donald Trump to sign. Plus, I want to see constitutionalist Supreme Court justices added to the third branch of government.
Jake and State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss among the delegates from this area attending the convention in Cleveland. Could be today, could be next week. Governor Walker to announce his choice for the upcoming vacancy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That person will succeed the retiring Justice David Prosser, stepping down at the end of the month. The governor to decide between Attorney Dan Kelly, 2nd District Appellate Court Judge Mark Gundrum, and 3rd District Court Judge Thomas Ruse. The pastor from Racine who put some controversial comments and postings on social media in reference to officer-involved shooting deaths of men around the country is not going to resign, he says, from the Police and Fire Commission.
In a statement released to the media, Pastor J. Mark Freeman said he is always deeply concerned for the safety and well-being of parishioners and the community he is called to serve. He said after prayerful reflection, meditation, and consultation, he has decided to remain in his post on the commission. Post by Freeman, who is the bishop at Second Missionary Baptist Church on Lathrop Avenue, on social media included a police officer wearing a pointed white hood while pointing a gun at a black youth and replacing the C in America with the letters KKK. In his statement, he said, the nation is in peril and there are difficult conversations that must be had and compassionate work to be done in order for genuine healing to occur. Freeman has taken down his Facebook page and made his Twitter account private. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, the Racine Police Officers and Staff Officers Associations are united toward the process of filing a formal complaint with the Police and Fire Commission against Freeman over those postings. A police union statement says that while respecting the right to free speech, at the same time, expressions of speech by those entrusted to run our government, which serves to denigrate anybody on the basis of their profession, are extraordinarily troubling. The statement goes on to say that Bishop Freeman's postings, quote, broadly portray officers as racist and in vitriolic light. It further says both organizations, again quoting, have serious concerns about his ability to function as an objective member of the Racine Police and Fire Commission as the law requires, unquote. The union statement adds that the complaint will be filed to start the process of seeking to have a three-quarters vote of the Common Council, which approved his appointment, to remove him for cause. The chairman of the Racine Public Works and Services Committee made a request to have the vice chair replace him on that panel because of job-related time constraints, but also the chance to develop some new leaders on the council. However, discussion, while it was educational, got a little complicated. Alderman Terry McCarthy, who travels for his job, said the goal was to accomplish both, but noted city ordinance does not require the public works chair to also lead the traffic commission, as he first thought, which only meant it would be a benefit to himself.
A lot of responsibility in being both committees. The other one was about the spreading the experience on chairmanship, but my having misread that means that benefit is not out there. So I guess it's really just the fact, for me personally, that it's more responsibility than I can deal with.
Alderman Mike Shields said that the language should allow any Public Works Committee member to be on the Traffic Commission, not just the chair or the vice chair.
So we have an opportunity to say anyone on the Public Works Committee should be appointed to that position. We all are elected officials. We all need the experience, so it doesn't matter.
The Council's Committee of the Whole recommended that the entire Public Works Committee select a replacement to the chair of that group on the Traffic Commission. And as work continues to clear the southeast corner of Spring Street and Highway 31 for a gas fill-up and convenience store and restaurant and car wash, a development by the Wilkham Brothers, some more discussion at the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission meeting about the visual that'll be presented, including the front of the store and the back of the Dish restaurant that'll be going in there that'll face Sunnyside Avenue. Mike Wilkham talking about the budget for this project really going by the wayside a long time ago, but he says he's still pleased with the dealings with village planners at this point compared to what happened with their Highway 20 project about 10 years ago. He did ask, though, for reconsideration of the staff's desire for split-faced block on the front of that store.
Our opinion is we like the look of the front of that building. We think that it represents Mount Pleasant very well, and we don't think anybody's going to look at that and say, boy, you know what this is missing? A color variation right in the middle. Boy, if we had that, it would look that much better. It's opinion.
The Village Plan Commission did accept the developer's request to keep the front of the building as proposed while desiring either an acceptable visual plan for the back wall of the restaurant from Wilkham, or it would go through a staff-recommended spandrel glass on the back of that building. Fire in the basement of a Racine home at 1420 Thurston Avenue yesterday afternoon traced to an electrical malfunction that caused about $1,000 damage. A fire department news release says a resident noticed the power out in the basement about 4:45, and while attempting to figure out why, a smoke alarm started sounding. Family exited the home, called 911. Nobody got hurt. A Racine woman accused of blowing crack cocaine smoke into the face of a 15-year-old who ended up being treated at a hospital has now been charged with the physical abuse of a child and second-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Mary McAllister, 57 years old, reportedly admitted drinking and smoking crack cocaine to celebrate her birthday, allegedly blew the smoke in the teen's face, said it was fun. She was in court yesterday and she'll be back in court next week. A Kenosha County jury convicts 62-year-old Leroy Johnson on 8 felony charges, including kidnapping, sexual assault of a child under the age of 16, and false imprisonment. The allegations against Johnson focused on crimes against 3 different victims between the years 2013 and 15. During the trial, the prosecuting attorney called Johnson a predatory hunter who stalked the community in search of his victims. Johnson did not testify during his 3-day trial. Sentencing is scheduled for September. Well, the storms last night were bearing down, but Kenosha area clergy still went on with a vigil at the lakefront in the wake of the recent police shootings all around the country. About 75 people in attendance. They did call off a planned lantern launch, but despite the weather, the clergy talked, and Reverend Lawrence Kirby, the pastor of Second Baptist Church, who, like the others nationwide, he called for unity.
As long as we try to make it a Republican or a Democratic problem, a black or a white problem, all lives matter versus black lives matter problem, we'll never get to any solutions. We must understand that our nation has some deep-seated issues, and that's okay because every nation does.
Also last night, the representatives of the local NAACP chapter announced there would be a community meeting on police issues at Lincoln Park's Overletti Center the evening of August the 11th. It's normally routine. It's usually poorly attended. Kenosha Unified electors meetings. They happen in the fall. There is the potential for the next one to become a referendum on how the district deals with transgender students. A posting on Facebook by former board member Kyle Flood claims he's got enough signatures to put the matter on the September 19th agenda. Kenosha is technically a common school district, and as a result, the school board has to allow the voters to approve the tax levy. Other matters, though, by petition can be brought up as well. That's where Flood's call for a discussion on transgender issues comes into play. Right now, Kenosha Unified prohibits such students from using the bathroom of their choice. Trumper's Ash Whitaker filing a federal lawsuit this week because of it, and what he claims is a policy coming this fall that would focus unwanted attention on him. St. Catharines High School's new boys basketball coach to replace the legendary Bob Letch is 34-year-old Nick Bennett, the nephew of one-time UW basketball coach Dick Bennett. He played his basketball at UW-Stevens Point, went on to be an assistant coach at UW-Whitewater. He becomes only the 4th boys basketball coach in the school's history. And if you haven't heard, the Packers, well, are trying to get the NFL draft for either 2019, 20, or 21. Team President Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting said the league views the draft as an event that can move around the country every year like the Super Bowl. And after decades in New York and the last 2 drafts held in Chicago, why not Green Bay? Hotel space, that could be an issue, the league's smallest market, but Murphy notes, a lot of fans attending games, they stay within about an hour's drive of Lambeau Field. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts have the local news section. You can listen to our podcast whenever you want. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.